And as promised, we have in studio my guest, Alan Herman. We call him Al, and it's so great to have you here. Initially, we were also going to have Paul McKee, but due to some education commitments out of his home, he's unable to attend. But he will be present and accounted for playing the trombone along with Al Herman this Friday at the Muse at 7 in a great tribute to Carl Fontana. Al, great idea. I can't recall in all the years I've been here another tribute to Carl Fontana, so I'm glad that you're taking the initiative along with Paul to do it.
Yeah, I don't recall myself ever hearing a tribute anywhere, a tribute to Carl Fontana. He's so well known among the community of trombone players that it certainly he deserves a tribute. You know, there's a club in Tokyo called the Fontana
Club. Oh, really?
Club. Yeah, the Japanese are crazy about his playing, as should they be. This is a very exciting thing for me because I learned a lot of doodle tongue lessons from Carl personally when I was a high school student in New Orleans, and my brother was working in Philadelphia. I spent the summer there, and when Carl was playing with Kay Winding and the septet, he spent the whole day teaching me the doodle tongue. Only took me 2 years to get it to a point where I could use it.
and that is something that unique that Carl Fontana come up with in playing the trombone, the doodling tone?
He's the first guy I know on trombone who developed that technique. Clark Terry used it on trumpet, which is often not overlooked. And there's other trombone players that have mimicked the style. There's some wonderful players. But Paul is among the best, and I'm so excited to play with Paul McKee. He's a fantastic trombone player, and we're backed up by this rhythm section that's killer.
Absolutely.
Dave Hansen on piano, Paul Romaine and Mark's on drums, and Mark Simon on bass. So.
And are you going to play the music of Carl Fontana,
or
were you going to add some of your own material?
We'll have some of our own stuff as well, but we're going to emphasize the tunes that he liked.
I see.
For example, probably we'll do It Might As Well Be Spring as a bossa nova, which Carl showed me how great it is as a bossa, and I'll probably do a ballad that he loved very much. So we'll concentrate on the music he loved and on his style of playing.
I see.
See, Carl was, as you just heard on Paul McKee's record there with Carl, he's certainly one of the most articulate trombone players you'll ever hear, as is Paul. And I hope I can live up to that standard and play it in an articulate way with Paul on Friday night.
And this is also, in a way, a back to the stage for Paul, who went through a little bit of being away from playing in public due to an illness that he's recovered with and back again. So this is, I think, his very first major concert where he's going to be on stage playing again.
I think that's probably right. I think he's had a couple of appearances, but
this
is a big one. So we're really excited about it.
And who came up with the idea? Was it collectively that both of you decided this?
Actually, Pete Lewis came up with
kidding.
The idea. The guy, he and his wife, Claire, run the Muse.
Muse Performance Space in Lafayette.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's a nonprofit organization for jazz.
And Pete called me and says, can we do a two trombone thing back in December? This is 6 months ago or so. Said, yeah, if we can get Paul McKee to do it with me.
Well, I have to thank Pete when I see him Friday night for this marvelous idea that not only came to fruition, but it metamorphed into a tribute to Carl Fontana.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. And over the years, you obviously we're going to hear a recording you made with Carl.
Sure.
And did you ever get to play live on stage with Carl?
Oh, many, many times.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Carl's from Monroe, Louisiana. I'm from New Orleans.
Right.
And as a kid, a high school student, maybe second year of high school, Carl was playing at LSU. My brother was a student there, a great saxophone player and clarinet player. And they were playing at a casino in East Baton Rouge. And I used to go up on weekends just to, of course, to be with my brother, but also to absorb the formidable talents of Carl Fontana. And Carl called me up after I was playing the horn maybe 2 years. He called me up to the stand. First public appearance I ever made in my life was with Carl.
Oh, my. What a landmark. And Baton Rouge, the big red stick out of
That's
Louisiana,
right.
Monroe's in the northern part of
right.
Louisiana.
Yeah, and we're, my brother and I are from New Orleans.
Right, we're aware of that.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, by the way, I am speaking to Al Herman, Alan Herman, trombonist, who along with fellow trombonist Paul McKee are having a special tribute Friday night at the Muse Performance Space in Lafayette in tribute to Carl Fontana, featuring Dave Hansen piano, Mark Simon bass, and Paul Romaine on the drums. What a trio. And the Lafayette Performance Space is in the Muse Performance Space is in Lafayette, 200 East South Boulder Road. You can go to our website, kuvo.org, click on the events page, and you will see all the information, direction, and links you would need to get your tickets for this event Friday night. And Alan, you just mentioned about how in Japan, how much Carl Fontana is admired and there's even a club named after him.
Yeah.
You traveled to Japan quite a lot and even recorded with a Japanese artist.
I did. I'd probably been there 30 times.
Oh, my.
Over the years. It's a remarkable country with wonderful musicians with a great craving for jazz. So, yeah, there's a young lady trombone player there, Itsumi Komano,
right.
that I really enjoyed playing with. I was there last October, in fact, since she booked a bunch of gigs for us all around the Tokyo area. Previously, we had played in Nagoya. We had played in a variety of cities in the western part of Kansai part of Japan.
I see. Wow. Yeah, Japan is overwhelmingly so supportive of jazz, so far superior than here where it was born in the United States. It's one of those things. It's just like they have embraced it like they did with baseball, another United States-born art form. And not only is it because of all the great clubs and live performances and clubs named after musicians, but also if you go to a record store in Japan, you will see recordings you're never going to see
this
here in the United States, not even online.
Yeah.
It's an amazing support they have for jazz.
There's more than 100 jazz clubs in Tokyo alone.
Just in Tokyo.
Yeah. Now, they're called live clubs, and they may seat anywhere from 25 people to 1,000.
Wow.
So, and I've played in a variety from large to small.
Are you have any plans to return to the land of the rising sun soon?
I will certainly go there again.
Okay, great, great, great.
My next trip, though, I think is going to be Australia.
Oh, I know you've been there with Bob Montgomery several times.
Yeah. Bob and I really enjoyed playing there very much.
Yeah, and now he's in Mexico.
Yeah.
And you go to Mexico on occasion as well.
I have many times.
Yeah.
I haven't been to where Bob is. He's in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Right.
So it's be interesting to visit him soon.
You go in the San Miguel area, don't you?
Oh, I have many times played there, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where Doc Severson is retired as well.
I was. I think he might have moved back to Tennessee, but I'm not certain.
Oh, he was. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, again, what a great conversation. I'm very happy to chat with you, Al. I've always admired you and always considered you a friend. And looking forward to seeing you Friday night with Paul McKee at the Muse Performance Space in Lafayette and a tribute to Carl Fontana. And now we're going to hear you and Carl playing together. And I chose from the jazz trombone album that you recorded. I chose Limehouse Blues because it features what you mentioned, the doodling of Carl Fontana. And also it has some New Orleans seasoning on it, which is your hometown. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just would welcome folks to come out and support jazz and listen to this wonderful tribute on Friday night.
Well, thank you. We look forward to it, and we appreciate you being here and all that you've done over the years playing live here at KUVO and so many other stages around the Front Range.